Psalm 129. A Song of Ascents.
Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he has cut the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms, nor do those who pass by say,
the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Today's devotion. Not defeated in Christ. The most comforting words in Psalm chapter 129 are found in verse 4. The Lord is righteous, he has cut the cords of the wicked. Life is inevitably difficult. We may encounter suffering, persecution, or injustice, as Israel experienced in its history. However, even when we feel the whole world is against us, we can steadfastly hold on to this truth. God is righteous, and he will never allow evil to prevail. Watchman Nee, a Chinese church leader and martyr, testified to this truth with his life. He was imprisoned for 20 years for his faith in Christ. Even in prison, he continued to write letters to encourage believers and strengthen the church. His faith never wavered, and his hope never failed. His last words were, Christ is the Son of God who died for the redemption of sinners and resurrected after 3 days. This is the greatest truth in the universe. I die because of my belief in Christ. For Watchman Nee, Jesus was the righteous one. He died on the cross to save us. Through him, we are set free. Nothing is more precious or important than this. Even in prison, Watchman Nee never yielded, for his heart was rooted in Christ. His life reminds us that God will strengthen and preserve those who trust in him. Trials and attacks may come, but they cannot overcome those who belong to the Lord. Watchman Nee's faith laid the foundation for the house church movement in China today. Like Israel and Watchman Nee, we too will face difficulties and persecution. However, God is faithful. He can cut the cords that bind us, set us free, and turn our trials into witnesses. Our patience in him not only demonstrates his power, but also inspires others to trust in him. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your righteousness and faithfulness. Help me trust you when life is hard. Break the cord that hold me, give me strength to stand firm in your truth, and let my life reflect your righteousness. In Jesus' name, Amen.